I'm gonna hit him a rough. Lava Damadala. About halfway down. Brand new sick, yeah. It's a roughie. Facts are pretty easy, but I don't know. I don't really have a great idea here, but let's. Been working on it for a while. Hopefully, we'll come up with something. Shochet v'shnayim v'shlosha mekomos. Shchita so kashera. Okay. So, okay. If you shecht it in two or three places, if you shecht in two or three places, it's a good shchita. Okay, so shecht in two or three places, then shchita's good. Okay. Fine. Is it Rashi? I'll just see here. No. Oh yeah. Shechotach kan, you cut here, v'chazer v'hiska lishka l'mata o l'mayla. So you cut in one place, and then you cut a little bit above, a little bit below, on the siman. Okay, so you make it like a little, imagine like a straw, so you cut it here, and then you put it a little higher up on the straw, a little lower down on the straw. Okay, so two or three places. Two or three places. Oh, okay, so he says, one of the old girsas, I says, you don't wait. Because there's a shihiyah, you're not allowed to wait in the middle of shchita, that's a psal. So make sure you do it quick enough that you don't have the amount of length of time. It's the amount of time to do another shchita or whatever. You get around that problem. Okay. So. Okay.
Anticipating my question.
So it says like this. So that was who? Rabbi Amram. When they said in front of Shmuel, Amar Li, when I told him in front of Shmuel, he said to me, Rabbeinu Shchita Mefaras, Velaka, but you need a Shchita Mefaras, then you don't have it. What's a Shchita Mefaras? Rashi says, Megula, revealed, Vinikaras, and Nicker, noticeable. Recognizable. Dehainu b'makom echad. That's in one spot. Why is it only milk recognizable if it's in one spot? Right? The Afrib Shimon Lakish Savar being a Shchidim for us. The Amar of Shimon Lakish. The Menayin Lashchid Hashim for us. How do you know Shchid has to be noticeable? Shnemar Chit Shechot Lashonam Mir Madaber. So their tongue is like an arrow, cuts like an arrow. Speaks with deceit, like lashon hara, that kind of thing. So what? So Rashi, shchita dumi dechetz. Shchita is similar to an arrow. Sheino chotich b'shnei mekomos doesn't cut in two places; only cuts in one place. So too, shchita shouldn't be in two places; it should be in one place. Initially, it'll be nikaras, be noticeable, observable, obvious, recognizable, something like that. Okay. So it's not clear what it's talking about. So Tosus explains a little bit. Explains Rashi a little bit. So Tosus says, "Pirush bekunches chotach kan v'chaz v'hischa lachtach l'mayel l'mata v'kasha dim ein rov b'makom echad." Tosus says like this: do you have rov in one spot, or do you not have rov in one spot? If you don't have rov in one spot, heishchi tos l'kseira, then how is it kasha? You never have rov. Tosus is learning. You can't join together two gods. Neither cut is rov. So how could that be a good shchita? You didn't ever cut rov. You just cut a third, and then a third here, and then a third here, a third there. You never cut a rov. Right? You have to sever the siman. So it means at one spot, you have to cut rov. V'im yesh rov makom echad, and if you do have rov in one spot, im kein shchita mefarasi, then it is noticeable. That cut is a rov. Right? In other words, what's not nicker? What's not nicker about it? If you're doing a bunch of little tiny cuts, then of course it's possible. It's not because it's not noticeable. It's just that that's not rov. Of course it's not good. There's no rov. Rov has to be a unit of a cut, which is rov. That's not, neither cut is rov. You can't just join together a bunch of independent cuts. That's like a lot of independent holes. That's not a shvita. So Elamai, it's talking about where you have rov in one spot. So that one cut will be nicker. Who cares that you also have other cuts on other parts of the thing? What's the difference? How is that possible? Right? Just forget the other ones. Just this one's good. Right? So the thing is what's shot here. So Tosus explains, and this is where we need spatial reasoning. Even though you have rov in one spot, it's not going to be noticeable. telling me, yeah, noticeable. The bishelo nechtach hasimen lo lamayel mi beis hashchita v'lo lamata. Because if you don't cut it above or below the spot of the shchita, also have a shchita meforas, then it's noticeable. The beis hashchita, which is the place of the shchita, mirvach ravach, it becomes like a wide. If you imagine, if you gash the simen, so it's going to like open up wide, right? You're going to see like a big gash in the thing.
If you get a cut.
Yeah, you get a cut. It, like the skin spreads apart and it's open. So if you make one cut in the thing, it's going to spread open, right? I guess that's just whatever. That's just what's going to happen, right? The other skin is going to cling together, I guess, and then both sides, and it's going to make a wide gash. Aval kisha nechtach lemaila o lemata. But if you, let's say, first cut a little bit above or below, lo mirvach, it's not going to spread out. Ve'enem b'furas. And it's not going to be noticeable. So why not? That's good. Just saying that. It's like, why does it gash apart? Why does it spread out like that? Because the skin on the right side of the cut is taut. The skin on the left side of the skin is taut. And they pull. Skin attaches to itself. So the skin on the right and the skin on the left both pull tight. And now the part in the middle is like as open. So it's going to fall apart. But if you have a cut on the right, so then that skin isn't taut. So basically it's just going to kind of be flat. So there's not going to be any pulling. So now even that gash itself is not going to be wide. Right? It's not going to be taut on either side. Let's say you make a cut on top and on the bottom, you get a cut in the middle. So it's not going to be pulling. There's not going to be any pulling. So it's just going to be flat. Like, that's the key. Why is it spread apart in the first place? Why don't you just have a cut? Because the reason is because skin naturally attaches to itself. So you have the skin which pulls to itself on the right and on the left. So then it's going to, you know, but once you have other cuts, albeit small ones, they don't have to be very big. But the point is, it's going to make it that the skin is no longer taut. So it's basically just going to make a cut, and there's going to be a hole, but the skin is going to just fall two together. You're not going to notice it. So you're going to have a cut, which is a majority, but it's not going to be mefuras. And that's the way Tosus is learning Rashi. That's the machlokas. Do you say that kind of a shchita is good or not? Okay, and the Gemara goes through a whole back and forth, which we're not going to do right now, but basically it's not clear how the paskins. Okay, it's not clear. It's a machlokas. Seems like Mara ends off saying it's okay. Okay? But it's a machlokas. Okay? It's a machlokas. One second. Let's read a little further on Tosas. It says, one second. Let me just see how I'm reading Mara. So let's read the, before we read further on Tosas, we have to read the Mara a little bit. Okay? So. But that's basically the machlokas we're going to try to figure out. Does this shchita have to be nekar or not? Okay, I mean, that's going to be our goal. But there's a little further than Tosas that we have to read. So the Gemara says, Meisiv Rabbi Elazar, Shnaim Ochsim Misakin. Okay, see, you tell me what the question is here. Shnaim Ochsim Misakin, Veshochtim. Two people got shechta, hold the sakin, and shecht. Afilu Echad Milamayel, Echad Milamayta. Even if one is above and one is below, shchitas ukshera. Right? So this is good. So what do you see? At this point, it's assuming not that it's one knife. It's two different knives. One person's cutting on top, one's cutting on below. It's kosher. I'm Iva, like I shouldn't have for us. And it's a brisa. Here you have Rav and Shmuel arguing if it's not noticeable. We're about halfway down in Lamed Aleph. Yeah, if it's not noticeable. So what do you mean? But you see, it's an open brisa. They can't argue on a brisa. And the brisa says, or Elazar says, that you have two people cutting a knife, one above, one below. It's okay. So you see, apparently you don't need mefaras. Someone says, "I'm the Rebbe of Mishnah Sinai B'sakin Echad." B'shnei b'nei Adam, it's talking about one knife. Right, and what does it mean? One is above and one is below. It means they're like at a diagonal. So one is higher up, and the other's on the other side of it, and they're kind of shafting it, you know, at an angle. So one is above and one is below, but it's one continuous cut. It's one gash, so that's noticeable. Then the cut is going to be one continuous gash, and it's going to be wide open. It's going to be noticeable. But we're talking about where you have two different places. A cut, one cut, if you cut the knife a little bit on top and then a little bit higher up on the simen, and you cut a rove, then that rove is not going to be noticeable because it's not going to spread apart and be noticeable. That's the machlokas. That's the machlokas. Right? And Natosa is going to use this Gemara. So Natosa says like this. So now he's wondering, is the wise Gemara asking two people cutting? Maybe he'll say, there it's talking about where both people cut rov. Right? Because if both of them cut rov, then it will be nicker. One of them will be nicker. Why? One second. Why will then one of them be nicker? Is that true? You have two cuts which are rov. Will one of them be nicker?
I mean, could be, it could be not.
No, it's funny. He's saying, why don't you answer that it's talking about where they both cut rov? If they both cut rov, then it's nicker. Look what he answers. I don't hear his kasha, though. He says, no, they come up and cut them on echad b'shachad rov. When the first guy comes and cuts rov, mechaveru lo shachad adai. So they're both cutting it simultaneously, right? They're both cutting simultaneously. So when the first guy gets to rov, v'chaveru lo shachad adai in elamiyat, and the other guy only cut a little bit at that point, so ain't a mefuras, then the rove guys is not going to be noticeable because the mia spreads out the skin or whatever, and at the moment where the first guy gets to rove, whoever gets there first, it's not going to be a noticeable rove. V'nifsala, it's going to be puzzle. V'kivan the kvar nifsala, sulo hodro v'skasha, k'shagam chaver gama rove. And once it's puzzle, it doesn't re-become kasha. Once it's not nicker, then it's puzzle, and then even if afterwards it becomes nicker, it's not going to be fixed. It seems like his facts, so I don't get the facts exactly, but he's learning if you have two rows, then they're going to be necker. If you have a little bit above and a little bit below, then it will spread it out and won't be necker. But two rows will be necker. What he's saying is the problem is whichever first guy gets to row, at the moment the first guy gets to row, it won't be necker. And then it's possible. And once it's possible, it's on, you can't save it. Possible is possible, you can't undo it.
Why exactly is it
possible? Because, I don't know, we don't know. That's the mystery here. But he's holding, his shchita has to be noticeable. And if it's not noticeable, it's a shchita psula. That's his get. That's the position of Shmuel. Rav, in theory, holds, no. What does it mean, nicker? What does nicker mean to do with it? Bottom line is, I cut rov. I mean, that's really the question here. You have machlokas here. Does a shchita have to create a noticeable majority cut? I mean, it'll be nicker probably there's a cut, but it won't be nicker that you have rov. You know, presumably, right, if you have a cut, I mean, I don't think it means you're not going to notice that there's a cut. I mean, it might be bleeding a little bit, but you're not going to be able to see the gash and to see the hole and to see the rove. So he's learning, Shmuel's learning, but inon shchita mefuras. You need shchita to be noticeable, revealed, noticeable, in one spot so it's spread apart. And what he learns it out of is funny limit from an arrow. So it compares an arrow to a pasuk. I don't know, we're in Tehillim or something. It compares it to an arrow. Just like shchita is like an arrow. Just like an arrow cuts in one spot, so to shchita. But the big problem is, it's like this mysterious thing. Like, why does that have to be nicker? Like, where does that come from? There's no lima. I mean, this isn't really a lima. It's not a pasuk in the Torah. It's just a pasuk in Yirmiyahu. Their tongues are like ash, are like an arrow. You know, they cut like an arrow. They do shchita like an arrow. Okay, fine. But it doesn't, it's not a limud. I mean, it's interesting. It's just like an asmachta or something, but you can't learn out from like a backhanded reference in Yirmiyahu to teach me a halacha, a deraisa, about what shchita is. Presumably this is deraisa, and this is a rabbanon. Like, that's the problem here. Where does this whole halacha come from? It's just all of a sudden they're arguing, is does the shchita have to be nicker or not? But there's no, as far as I know, I looked around.
Could the issue be that you may not realize you might think it's a moon or something?
Well, the question is like, what's, is it like a gezerah derabanan that people are going to think it's not good? Like, what's, it doesn't seem like it's a gezerah. Like, whether Rav Shmuel is just making up a gezerah. I mean, it's kosher, you do rov, you check it out, look, it's not nicker. So take your magnifying glass, whatever, spread it apart, see if it's shchita, see if it's not shchita. What does it be nicker to a person who's just doing a quick cursory look at the thing that's shchita? I mean, what's the sense of that? And then it's a machlokas, nonetheless. It's on, somehow makes it more difficult. If you had one, everyone agreed there's this halachas, you'll say, like, that's a given. It's one of the properties of shchita, somehow. But now it's a machlokas, whether that's a property of shchita.